opinionated women with strong views they aren't afraid to express chat loudly about current affairs, families, life, and everything else that's on their minds. Perrywise Women, the podcast, is Kelly Finlayson and Jackie Matthews laughing, sharing, and sometimes crying their way into listeners' hearts and minds. Join Kelly and Jackie and their occasional guests for a weekly escape from reality to their zany world on the Bellarine Peninsula in Victoria, Australia.
Hi, Jack. Here we are again. Believe it or not, I have been convinced to come into the wardrobe. So here I sit. I do feel a bit like I'm in Narnia because I'm not really sure what if there's a door behind the wall or something here, and I'm going to go into La La Land. But we probably will go into La La Land with our listeners today, Jack, as we step back in time and go through some of the more impactful stories of our world who have made us who we are today.
Totally. I'm pretty sure that's an exaggeration about the cupboard. We actually have a window, so, and there's definitely no hidden door. But it's great to finally be in the one room doing the podcast.
Legally.
Yeah, legally. So this is the first time that we have recorded together in the same room. And we put a call out through the week for the listeners to let us know some of their secrets from when they were young, the things that nobody knows.
Tell us something that your people don't know about you.
Yes.
And the stories are good fun. You are going to love some of these stories.
It is funny. So, yeah, so we're gonna chat about that today. How has your week been, first of all, Cal? It's good to check in.
It has been a big week for my family, as you know, Jack, with the loss of my father-in-law, Peter Finlayson. I do want to say I think I am a very lucky woman to have had him in my world, as well as his wife, Nellie, who we lost in June last year to Merkel cell cancer. They were so beautiful to my son and I, welcoming us both into their world when Dave took us to Horsham 15 years ago to meet them. And from there on, the relationships just grew, and it was just like they had a spot in their family ready for us.
That's so nice. So that would have been a very emotional week for you then?
It has been emotional, and I'm an emotional creature anyway, as you know. Mm. So, but to lose such a big man in our world, it was tough. It was really tough to watch, you know, my family go through it as well. But he is in a better place and he's back with his Nellie, and that's what matters.
Mm, absolutely.
What about you, Jack? How's your week been?
Oh, God, I've actually been so exhausted. I think that 24/7 of having to keep energy up for everybody in my house has taken its toll. I'm just really tired. Anyway, I'm okay. I'm good. It's Friday now and my sister's coming over tonight. So that's exciting that we get to see some family. I think also it's just like taken a toll as well of not having, you know, it's great that I have a big family and, you know, we're all here, but not actually being able to hang out with my sisters and, you know, my parents and all that kind of stuff that we do quite regularly. It's exhausting, I think. I think I'm just like just over it. Anyway, they're going back to school, so.
Well, yes, they are. They are.
So we've had heaps of people message in. It's been such a funny week reading the stories because a lot of them are very familiar. I think that when we were younger, most of us did very similar things. There's a lot of gate crashing parties. There's a lot of
alcohol
stealing of alcohol, sneaking out of home,
lying to your parents,
stealing ciggies. You know, all of those kinds of things. So there's quite a few of those. But then there's some actually really funny stories as well. So yeah. Anyway, Cal, you kick it off. You tell me something about you. Tell me something that I don't know about you.
Okay, so I made lots of notes and, wow, big notes now that I've printed out. I'm thinking, holy crap, you're not writing a book, Cal.
She's literally got like an autobiography here.
I have not. That's not even true. So probably my first job that not many people would know of was that I finished school early to go and work in the family clothing factory here in Ocean Grove, which was at that time the biggest employer on the Bellarine Peninsula.
Hang on a second. Family, did you say?
Yeah.
So your family was, it was your family business?
Yes.
Right. Okay. And what did you do?
We were clothing manufacturers. So we had contracts with Rip Curl, Country Road.
What?
See, this wasn't in my notes and I'm loving. I just spiced up my little seamstress story.
I know. What?
Yeah. So it was actually owned by my sister to begin with. And then down the track, my parents bought in and my dad was the manager and my mum worked there. My brother worked there. He did all the cutting and I ended up managing the whole floor of about, I don't know, 50 plus machinists. And then just with everything with the clothing industry going offshore because it was so much more financially viable.
Oh.
So we went down to the point that then we had to just close the doors.
Yeah, right.
So I worked there, but then I left because, you know, you can only work with your family for so long because you think you know everything.
Says so, me.
Yeah.
I've worked for 20 years.
Yep. I know. I should have picked you up on the way. So I went for a holiday to the Gold Coast when I worked there for 2 weeks, came back and told my family that I was moving to the Gold Coast. And I did 3 months later, got in the car by myself. And at the last minute, one of my local mates, Sam, he joined me and we drove to the Gold Coast nonstop. And I lived there for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So my first job there was making G-string bodysuits for Maya. So thank goodness, I could sew.
Hilarious.
No, so after that job,
G-string bodysuits. I actually like bodysuits that we used to wear back
yes.
in the day.
And
oh, my God.
And for tall chicks. So whoever knows me knows that a bodysuit
yes.
for a tall chick is like
yeah, just doesn't
nectar
cut
to
it.
The
it
just,
well, it does cut it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't, but it does. Okay.
It really cuts it. Oh, wow. I love bodysuits.
Yes, I do too.
I had so many bodysuits.
Mm, they were the in thing.
I think they're back in.
I think they are
But
too.
they're not in for my body type anymore.
I don't think they're in for mine either. Maybe. There we go. There's a business opportunity. Anyone out there, if you want to make bodysuits.
Yes.
With different body shapes, you could become a millionaire.
Yeah, because, yeah, I think there are some bodysuits that, you know, they're the body bit, but then, like, they're kind of a bit baggier up the top. Because, you know, the bodysuit back then was pretty much like bathers with buttons.
Yeah.
That
yes.
was it.
Yeah.
You know. Sorry.
Oh, no. I had this, the best one. It was black and 3/4 sleeves with this big scoop neck. And around the edge of the scoop neck, there were these coloured, like, well.
Stones.
Yep. Like plastic gemstones. I thought I was hot.
That was so hot.
Like,
yeah, I had a belt. That. I had a belt with those things.
Yeah. We all had those stones somewhere, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Those stones were in. Whoever was importing those stones, they were doing all right.
Well, I wore those stones a lot to my other job that I don't think anyone knows about because I don't really talk about, and that is being one of those young girls on standing outside a real estate agency on the Gold Coast, convincing the tourists to come in to buy blocks of land on Russell Island.
Oh, was that like timeshare?
No, it was just, and that's what they'd say, oh, I'm not interested in timeshare, and I'd say, that is so good because this is not.
Oh.
Come on, let me talk to you. So I cleaned up. I made so much money. And if I could go back and put that money in the bank.
Yes.
But, wow, I had a great wardrobe.
Awesome.
Yep.
Heaps of beads.
Lived life to the fullest.
A lot of my stories would come from the Gold Coast because I spent a bit of time there.
Yeah, what years were you there?
I didn't live there, but a couple of my girlfriends lived there. Mm-hmm. And so I used to go there on holidays, which was worse because then I was in and out, fly in and out, you know. So I'd go there and it would be literally for me like a football trip.
Oh, because it's a non-stop place, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shooters.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But even before that, we were like Grundy's. Remember when the Grundy's was there?
Yes.
Yeah, we used to go there when we were young and like drink Maduri. What's it called? Maduri, the green one?
Was that?
Yeah, that's the drink, Maduri, but it was... Well, just Maduri and lemonade. I think we just drank that.
A splice or something.
Yeah, yeah, something. And tequila sunrises.
Oh, no, I've never been a sunrise.
Oh, gosh. We just killed the tequila sunrises. That was when I was probably not even meant to be there. I was meant to be there at Grundy's playing on the equipment, not drinking at the bar.
Oh.
But they just back then.
Yep.
They didn't care. Nobody ever asked us for ID. And I reckon we would just go there and, yeah, I know, it was amazing. Like, I think of it now and I think of my kids. They can't do anything without ID, which is great.
I know.
It's really good. But, yeah, for me, pretty much when I was 16, that was it. I never got asked for ID again, but I thought I was 40. And I think I was a bit daggy and actually I probably dressed like.
Did not?
I was that old.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
No, do you know what, actually, we both go back because sort of same era, the baggy clothes that's what was in.
Yeah, yeah, true.
The big jumpers.
Yeah.
The baggy, you know, the jeans that weren't tight, but you had a belt and they come up just almost under your boobs.
My dad had this. Yes. My dad had this shirt. Remember Cocktail, the movie with Tom Cruise and Brian Brown?
Yeah.
That was such a great movie.
Yeah.
And he had one of those shirts, we called it the Cocktail shirt, but it was Box Canyon, that was the brand. And okay. They were this beautiful, like just flowing shirt. And we used to wear it. My friends and I used to wear the shirt because we'd think we were Tom Cruise. Weirdos. Anyway. Yeah, that's how we used to get around.
Bit daggy. I have no words. I have no words.
It's pretty
for that
daggy
story.
And probably not even really relevant. But anyway, well, you know, that's what we did. That's how we got around. But you're right. It was the bigger clothes. Then bodysuits. So one thing or the other.
Yeah.
Because bodysuits were definitely not bigger clothes.
No, but the jeans were not tight. You know, the jeans they fit you, but they had a bit of baggy thing.
Well, 501s.
Yeah.
Yeah, 501s. It was all about 501s back
then.
They're back in.
501s.
Yes, yes. I'm pretty sure I saw something. 501s were back in.
Ooh.
See, everything comes around.
Yep.
Well, what goes around comes around.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wayfarer sunglasses.
Yes.
And they've come back.
Yes.
Like they were so daggy.
I know.
Now you're wearing them. Yeah. When we were young, here's a story. We used to camp at Deniliquin, Denny. My girlfriend and I wanted to go out, like I think it was the RSL. And yeah. And there was a disco. And so we went to the RSL and whoever we were with, they were buying us jugs of scotch and coke because I couldn't buy the drinks because I wasn't even 18.
Oh, wow. What we got away with.
What we got away with. Yeah. That is so. And then speaking of jugs, years later, I was at in Queensland on Fisherman's Wharf. I love that place. Did you go there?
Yes.
I love that place.
Yes.
That was so good when they have the band mm-hmm. or, you know, somebody singing on a Sunday or I don't even know what day it was, but one day.
I was probably too hungover for those.
Well, then they had a swimming pool there, guy singing, and we were drinking jugs of Southern Comfort and lemonade.
Oh, my God, yum.
I never drank Southern Comfort.
Wow.
But I did that day.
Yes.
Oh, it was so hot. I thought, I'm going to go have a swim in the pool. And I dived in the pool. Everybody was swimming in the pool. Like, what is going on? This is like, there's no regulations back then. It's pretty much just like, anyway, I'm pretty sure that place isn't open anymore. So I went and dived in the pool and I was thinking, I dived in and then I was like, man, I'm pretty sure I'm going to drown. Like, I think I'm going to drown. Like, it was like as soon as I hit the water, I was like, shit, what the hell are you doing, Jackie? You're actually pissed.
Jack.
But I didn't drown.
Well, no, obviously, listeners, If you hadn't caught on.
I didn't drown, but I probably sobered up pretty quickly.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, silly stuff.
Nights out on the Gold Coast. Wow.
Yes.
But you had to have eyes in the back of your head. On the Gold Coast, I hung out with a group of people that I worked with. There were always some people on the outside, the peripheral part of this group that were seedy, I will call them. I was lucky to dodge a lot of whatever happened, whatever went down, the drugs, just because drugs have never interested me one little bit. Like, I'd be followed into the ladies' toilets by men.
Mm.
And they had, you know, they had the white powder, and I'd be like, oh, I don't.
Oh.
This is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty full on.
But they'd always be followed in by one of my mates.
Yeah. See, we were funny. Like, we actually never. There was never really any of that. Maybe we look like nerds.
But you think maybe. See, because I lived there. And
yeah, you would have known. Locals, yeah, true.
I was like one of the people that I was hanging out with, and I wasn't. I only ever hung out with them on a Friday night after work.
Oh, yes.
And then got the hell out
Guilty
of there.
Guilty by association. Oh, back in the times of Melrose Place. Did you ever watch Melrose
Oh, my God,
Place?
Can I tell you a story? So a friend of mine, Jeff, so his wife will probably be listening to our Perry Wise Women podcast, Missy, who lives in Detroit. And her husband, Jeff, he calls me Amanda. Because if you know Melrose Place.
Yeah, has a lockout.
Yes, he said, she reminds me of you. And I'm like, I don't think so. She's pretty hot. And he said, you know, I had to question it. And he said, you're not bad looking yourself, Cal, but it's more about that you're a bitch, just like she is.
Oh, yes. And she was such a bitch, wasn't she? She was forced to be reckoned with. Shooters on the Gold Coast, they had Melrose Place nights. You go and watch Melrose Place on the beanbags on the big screen.
Yes. Yes.
We used to do that. That was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night. Like, what ferals? We were just out every night.
But
well,
that's
maybe not feral. We were just young.
That's life on the Gold Coast.
It really was so much fun.
Each day ran into each other.
But anyway, do we have any listeners? Because we're just talking all about ourselves.
I know. A story from one of the listeners is about Harry Potter. And I hope I get this right because I don't want to muck this up for this person.
Because how long ago did Harry Potter come out? 20 years? Not 20 years.
No.
But maybe 15. Well, I'm pretty sure because
15, because Austin, do you know what, maybe about 17, because Austin would have been quite little when the Philosopher's Stone came out.
Yeah.
So the email that came in from this listener was that she is our age and she's totally besotted with the guy who plays Harry Potter. What's his name? Daniel Radcliffe?
I don't know, but he's an actor, obviously. He's not real.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God, everyone. Harry Potter is an actor. Yes.
Anyway, so, I hope that doesn't ruin it for the listener.
I hope it doesn't. I hope Jackie hasn't
ruined she knows
your secret.
That he's an actor.
So besotted that she saved up money and to fly to London without her husband. No way.
Hang on a second. Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stalking?
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much stalking, totally besotted by him and, in ways that I can't even go into describe what she wrote in her email.
Talking of stalking.
Oh, yes.
When I was young, we were obsessed, a friend of mine and me were obsessed with James Rain.
You did not.
Yeah, we stalked him. We actually went to his apartment in South Melbourne. He lives on Beaconsfield Parade.
Jackie, he could have called the cops. He would today.
And there was a bike at the front. We took all these photos of us, like, at his front door. Like, we didn't knock on the door, but we were there and we took photos of us knocking on the door. We, like, went on the PR. We're taking photos with his house in the background.
Can I please just say to the listeners that I'm really not sure who I'm sitting with at the moment?
So I can get the Harry Potter thing.
So another one of the emails that we got in this week from a listener about came through from a listener telling us that she had been a magician's assistant and would often perform for the magic circle Houdini's Metamorphosis.
What?
That
is amazing.
That is amazing. That's out of this world.
So she was one of the women that went in the box and they put, like, the knives through her?
Yes.
Wow.
I know, right?
Who does that?
That listener.
That's pretty full on. That's hilarious.
I know. She wouldn't give me any. I did go back to her and say, do you have anything to add to this that we could make it a really big? No. So maybe they're sworn to some sort of.
Oh, yeah, because he's an actual.
Magician.
Yeah.
He's
an actual real magician. Another listener, 1 year at the races, they made it onto the front page of the paper because they were dressed as a drag queen. And they're not a drag queen. They're actually a woman.
Few came in about, you know, that, and I'm pretty sure most of us did it, that you'd, you know, have a swig of your mum or your dad vodka or sherry. My mum used to drink McWilliams sherry.
Oh, wow.
Remember those big, beautiful bottles?
Yeah.
I ended up using them as candle holders when I moved out. But she would drink it. It was already sweet enough. And Charlie would drink it. Charlie is my mum. I called her by her first name, pissed
her
off.
Did you?
Yeah, pissed her off royally, but
why?
We worked together.
Charlie.
Her name's Charlotte.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so I called her Charlie, and she'd say when she was in one of her moods, I am your mother. And I'm like, yes, I know, and I love you, Charlie. And I'd walk up. So, yeah, John and Charlie, I called them by their first name.
That's so funny.
Yeah, right into
attitude.
Probably a bit of attitude, but also a bit of I wanted to be different to the other four kids in the family and stand out and be the favourite.
Yeah. Could see that. Yep, that would have been working for you.
Yeah, but she used to drink this McWilliams sherry with Coke. Oh. It was already sweet enough, like, gag.
Did you used to steal it?
Yeah, so friends of mine, they'd come over and we'd have a swig of the sherry, or we wouldn't even go to school because my parents work.
Oh.
We wouldn't even go to school.
Actually, there was a listener, one of the emails that I read, and somebody said that they'd just get pissed and wag school.
Yeah.
Well, I actually never wagged.
Oh, my goodness. So my place was the place. It would all be set up the day before. But there was one time, and I only found out about it probably 5 years ago, they wagged at my house. I wasn't there. I went to school.
That's hilarious.
And so my dad would come home for lunch every day. So they hid in my wardrobe, and then one of them farted and the other one had to.
Laughing.
Oh, yeah.
That's hysterical.
Yep. It's funny.
It is funny.
People love sharing their secrets because now we're at the age that we really don't care. They're funny now. We're not getting anyone in trouble. We're just sharing kooky, funny, weird stories. So, Jack, I want to come back to you and me, and I think I need one more story from you. Come on, you've had all week, and you are one of my naughty friends, so I'm sure you've got something up your sleeve for me.
I've got a story for you. This is like it's a pisser. My friend and I used to go to Darwin every year. We'd get on the plane to Darwin is like at 12 or something, like it's late. So both of us would just be like, get on the plane and literally just, oh, thank God, like we're on the plane. Because, you know, just getting everything ready, organized with kids and everything to actually go on a weekend away. So we did that for a few years. And then there was this 1 year that we went and we were at this nightclub there. And I reckon that actually was the night we got there. So like you get to Darwin at like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Like that's what time you arrive there, you know, because I think there's a time difference and you're on a late flight. And so you actually like get there and it's the middle of the night. Then you just go out. So we were out and we were drinking and actually this makes me laugh because there's a comedian, Mickey Flanagan. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of him?
No.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's an English guy. He talks about going out, like, you know, you go out, like you just go to the pub, but then you're out. And then somebody's like, oh, do you want to come out? And they're like, out, well, out. You're like, out, like with your slippers on, like, because you only just went to get some bread, but you ended up at the pub having a drink.
Mm.
Then you're like, out. Well, I didn't think I was going to be out. And they're like, oh, you want to come out? Well, into town. Oh, out. Anyway, so we're out at this nightclub and there's a bikini contest on. And my friends are like, yes, you're going in. And I'm like, no, I'm not going in it. Yes, you're definitely going in it. Go in it. You win like a drink card or something, you know.
Like, so, oh, my God. Makes it worth it.
Mind you, we're all like professional people, you know, we have money. We're at the nightclub and they're like, yeah, go in it. So I'm like, all right. So off I go. I was wearing thongs. You know, we're in Darwin. I go out the back. They give me this bikini. I swear to God, I was actually pissing myself because I'm thinking, what have they got me roped into? There's all these young, beautiful, gorgeous backpackers from all over the world. Most of them can't even speak English. And here I am, like they're like 20, 19, 20, you know, young. So I get out and they're like, oh, what song do you want? So I said, oh, Robbie Williams, let me entertain you.
Oh, so you had to dance?
Yes. You had to get on the stage.
Stop it.
It was like full.
Jack.
I had to get on the stage. There's all of these people like on the stage. So you had to come out one by one in your bikini.
No. Oh, my goodness. This would be my worst nightmare.
So all these girls, they've got like these props. They're giving them props. Like they're pretending to read books and doing all this. Like, I don't know what they were doing. I don't even know what I was doing. So I've got Robbie Williams, you know, let me entertain you. And I'm just like, I'm literally doing the Robbie Williams thing with the arms, like, you know, like getting everyone. Because what it was about was you had to get the most cheers. People
of
had to cheer you
you're
on.
In Darwin, of course.
So it was like you had to get the most noise. So that's what I'm like, I'll get this. So then I go out there and I'm putting my arms up in the air, Robbie Williams style, let me entertain you, getting people to raise their arms and cheer. And everyone was cheering. And then I won. I actually won.
Stop it. Oh, Jack. I am
it was
very
like
impressed.
So funny.
That is cool.
So I won.
How cool is that?
And then I won. I got to keep the bikini, which I've still got. God, it's like
Kelly and her hot friend.
Yeah. And and I won this boxing kangaroo.
Of course you did.
Right? So it was like literally like a kangaroo, a soft toy kangaroo, a boxy one. I don't know, some other stuff which I actually end up giving to the backpackers because I felt so guilty about like, what am I like taking? No, they've got nothing. And I'm like taking their prizes off them. It was like some voucher to stay somewhere and do something, you know, all of this great stuff. And of course the drink card, I'm pretty sure we used that. So anyway, I got the kangaroo and because I've got two boys, at the time they were both little, I'm like, well, I can't go home with one kangaroo. So I got my prize and the next day I go back and I'm like, oh, excuse me. Oh, I won the bikini contest last night. Miss Backpacker 2000 and whatever year it was.
Yeah.
Oh, but I didn't get my kangaroo. They gave me another kangaroo. So I actually had two kangaroos.
Oh, snap. Oh, I love.
That was my last hurrah, I think. I don't think I've done anything that crazy since then, and I don't think I ever will. You know, if you think like when you're 20s, in your 20s, in your 30s, I had so much fun that now I'm actually like really okay to stay home. I don't feel like one bit that I missed out on anything, like hearing all of the stories and reminiscing. Was there anything else?
I just have one other story. I'll take you through really quickly through the story. One of my best friends was a key part of it all. It was my fiance at the time, who, can I say as a disclaimer before I even go into this story, is not the man that I eventually married. This is not about my husband. This is about before this relationship, and he wanted to propose to me, and I had no intentions. I really wasn't really keen on getting married. I was quite happy just cruising along together. You know, we had a good relationship. So leading into it, so what happened is my friend told me that she'd won a competition totally exciting. So here's my friend. She's won this competition. The competition includes a stretch limo that will take us to the ferry in Queenscliff. Off we go in the ferry. On the other side, there's another limo to pick us up to take us to this restaurant that was set in one of the big old castles on the Mornington Peninsula, Delgarney Portsea, which is a extraordinary place to have lunch. And here we are in our early 30s. So in we go and having lunch, and it was just so, it was one of those moments. It was a really cool day. It was, you know, hanging out with one of my besties. So I kept seeing all these workmen around the windows, and it was sort of putting me off what I, you know, and Nikki, I could see that she was looking around, and I'm thinking, what's going on? Is she meeting someone here? Or anyway, she said, oh, and I did question her at one stage, and she said, no, it's just because this is where like lots of famous people come, and you know, I love a celebrity. Which she does. She loves celebrities. So I said, oh, okay, fine. I'll keep my eye out for celebrities too. Part of her prize was a guided tour around this old castle. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Because when we were in our early 20s, mid-20s, my friend and I just bestowed upon ourselves the title of princess because we just thought we were. So up we go into the turret where the princess goes, because we said, well, we have to see the turret. Mm-hmm. Well, Nikki said that we have to see the turret, and I see this tiny spiral staircase, and I'm thinking, oh, God, okay.
Is it on a lift?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there should be something grander for a princess. So up we go, standing up there. We get up to the balcony, to the turret, and there's a cheese platter and, you know, strawberries and champagne. And I thought, oh, and it was all part of the prize. It was so cool. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. And I said, you know, we're talking away and we're having a cigarette. We both ag back then, you know, total princesses.
Totally.
Classy as. And there's one other person up there with us. And he's like a middle-aged guy. And I kept looking at him thinking, you really look familiar. How do I know you? But I wasn't going to ask him.
What are you? Hang on a second. So you're up in the tower together and there's a stranger just, wandering around. Yeah. And you didn't think that was odd?
Maybe. Call me a bit ditzy. I don't know. No, I didn't, because do you know what? Back then I didn't question enough, and that was one of the things. I just accepted situations, and I still do to a point today. Mm. Next thing, we hear someone yelling at us
right
from the front driveway up to us, and Nikki goes over, and they yell. I couldn't believe it. The lock is broken to the door up to the turret, so we've had to call the fire brigade because we can't open it, and the only way down is for all of you to climb down a ladder.
Jump.
Out the front. We're at the top of a castle. I'm telling you, it was higher than your house.
Wow.
I just turned around and topped up my bubbles.
And did you think, well, now we're stuck with this guy? I can't believe I'm just imagining, like,
because
and there's a stranger danger. No,
no. If you knew Nikki and Kelly together, we just talk to each other. We're everything else.
Is, okay,
we're oblivious to what's going on around us because we're princesses, Jack.
Mm.
Got to think back then, you know. Anyway, fire brigade arrives. Like, we could hear the sirens, and I'm just totally cracking up, laughing, thinking, this is so embarrassing. Oh, my goodness, wait till we get home and have to tell everyone that this happened. Oh, my goodness. No, you know, things like this don't happen to me. So we're there and, you know, finish my bubbles, and the fire brigade are there and the firemen's climbing up the ladder, and I look over the turret down the ladder, and it's my boyfriend.
He's a fireman.
He's a volunteer fireman.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So what, he got called on to put the fire out?
Well, I said, so I look down and at the fireman climbing up the ladder, and he looks up at me, and it's my partner, my boyfriend, who, and I'm thinking, oh, what? Go figure. So he climbs up. He's so scared of heights, he can hardly breathe when he gets up there. I know. A fireman scared of heights. It kind of doesn't go together. Nothing did back then. Anyway, and I said,
what's the guy doing?
Thanks. What? Why did they get you to climb up? And next thing, he brings out this box with a ring in it and gets down on his knee and proposes to me.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the guy doing? I'm still worried about the guy.
The guy was Ugly Phil from Hey Hey It's Saturday and was filming it for national TV.
You didn't see you had a camera.
No. Okay, so
no. What? I know you're like oblivious, but Jesus.
I know. No. I did. But they told me his story to Nikki and I, well, to me because Nikki was in on it, was that his story was that he was doing promotional shoots for the castle because they were doing renovations.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, right.
Of course I'm going to fall for that.
Yeah.
Because there were workmen everywhere.
Oh,
they were not workmen.
Yes.
They were men on these scaffolding things with boom cameras going past the windows getting photos of me.
Oh, so the...
I was full on.
Okay, so was this going to TV?
Yes, to that show called Married at First Sight or Love at First Sight or something. Don't, Jackie. I cringe.
Live?
No, tape.
Okay, thank God.
So...
did it actually go to TV?
Yeah.
When? I need to Google this. Can you Google it?
Go right ahead because you can't. You'll never find it.
No.
It was before anything could be found. So the ring that he had made was made with a solitaire amethyst from my dad's gem collection. So my dad was a rock hunter and jeweler as a hobby.
Oh, beautiful.
So he went and picked one of my dad's rocks. And my dad had passed away probably, I don't know, a couple of years before. So when I'm presented with this ring and I saw the purple rock and he said the rock is from John's collection. So John is my dad. I called him John.
You call him John. Yep. You know who John is.
Yep. And so I said yes.
Okay, so let me just...
Hang on, I'm just going to have a swig of my wine. I don't tell this story. I've just told the world this story.
Tequila sunrise. So let me just regroup and let me just clarify here. So this man is not the man that you're married to now.
No.
And from the sounds of it, was not the person that you actually wanted to marry then either.
No. So
this is like, because if you were in love with someone and they're locking you in a tower and climbing up the wall, all of that, got Ugly Dave there filming. Is it Ugly Dave?
Ugly Phil. Isn't that what his name? Yeah, Ugly Phil from Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
Was he the guy behind the camera?
Yeah. He used to be with Dickie Knee.
Yeah. So you got all that and you're like head over heels. You're like, how good is this?
Oh.
This is the best person ever. You weren't thinking that.
No, because I turned around and I just looked at Nikki and she knew. I just looked at it like, we'll talk later.
Well, there you go. I think that we should wrap it up after that.
Wow, Jackie is lost for words. And that is something that is very rare.
We've got a listener who was an assistant to a magician.
Yep.
That's pretty like next level.
Yep.
Exciting. Winning a bikini contest, that's pretty next level, I'll say that. Yes. Against 20-year-old backpackers. That's the key. That's the clincher.
That's the clincher.
And then getting proposed to in a tower.
On national TV.
But I think that in all of it, Cal, in reflection, it's what a great life. You know, like you've got to like think about these things of when you get to this age and, you know, we're not even old, let's face it. Like,
no.
You know, like we're not 80. That's how I sort of think of it. If you think of life in like decades, that, you know, like when you're 20 and then in those years when you're 20, that's just pretty much crazy and they're like probably the golden years. And then like from 30 to 40, it's still pretty crazy and pretty fun. And then now, like in 40s, well, you're in the next one, the 50s. But like, it's still fun. It's always fun.
I've had the greatest 40s.
But just different fun.
And I'm still having fun though. I'm 50,
yeah.
But I'm still having fun. I have a fabulous life.
So we can do this again in 10 years' time.
Oh, no sooner.
Of what we did.
Because I'm just taking everything out of me.
Nice to reminisce. It really is.
Yeah. This was fun, Jack. Thanks for sharing all your stuff. Can I say, you in your hot bod in your 30s winning a bikini competition, totally jealous. Love that you did it. I have no doubt why you won it. You're one of my most gorgeous friends. Day has been good fun.
Oh, it's been so good because, like, you know, we said, it's just been a big week, and then it's good to just sit and just talk a bit of rubbish, really, because it's just like stuff from the past, and it's funny, and it makes you laugh and appreciate, you know, what you have and what you've had
and I needed an afternoon in Narnia with one of my favourite
How good
people.
Is it in the cupboard?
I know. Sitting with one of my favourite girls. And we will talk to you again next week. Until then, ciao, Perries.
Thank you for listening to the Perry Wise Women podcast. Jackie and Kelly would love for you to join their collection. Go to their Facebook page, Perry Wise Women, and join the group. Let them know who you are, what topics you'd like them to discuss, and anything else that's on your mind.